Blog Talk Radio.
Let me get into my topic for the morning. I wanted to talk a little bit about the future
of this Dallas Cowboys running game. Now, we all know that the Cowboys lose DeMarco Murray to NFC East rival Philadelphia Eagles. So the question becomes, what does that mean for the Cowboys? Well, what we have to first do is we have to take a look at what the Cowboys are losing. Let's take a quick look at DeMarco Murray and see what type of player this was that the Cowboys got. So we know he was a third-round pick in 2011, 71st overall out of Oklahoma. Played for the Cowboys from 2011 to 2014, which is this past season. He's made the Pro Bowl the last two seasons. He has 4,526 career rushing yards, 28 rushing career touchdowns, a rushing average of 4.8 yards per carry, and he finished the 2014 season as the league's leading rusher with 1,845 yards. And so, like, you look at those numbers and you think, wow, the Cowboys are really going to lose a lot here. I know on the surface it does appear that way, but what we have to do if we really want to see where the Cowboys are when it comes to running the football, you have to look at the overall structure and their commitment to running the ball and what they've done in order to make this go. So let's take a look at what Jason Garrett has done in his body of work. So when he took over in 2011, the first thing that he did was drafted left tackle Tyron Smith in the first round. And see, to me, that was the most telling thing of what Jason envisioned for the Cowboys. He wanted to run the football, folks. And then, you know, two rounds later, Murray is drafted. So then that year, I think that, you know, a lot of Cowboy fans kind of saw some promise and saw a little bit of brilliance happening within this Cowboys running game. I think that they that we saw some things that we thought were going to be, that, you know, going forward was really going to work for this football team. And, you know, I don't know. It was just, it was good stuff. It was really good stuff. But even in a seemingly newfound running game, I feel like that Dallas didn't do enough, or they didn't have enough where they could actually win games with what they were doing in the running game at that time. And I'll explain a lot more of that later. But moving on to 2012, the Cowboys, it was Ron O'Leary, I think, that they, you know what, actually they didn't draft him. Ron O'Leary was an undrafted player, and he didn't actually start then because he had some sort of knee injury. But then in 2013, the Cowboys drafted yet another first-rounder, Center Travis Frederick out of Wisconsin. And then it was the following year, which was last year, the Cowboys went after Zach Martin, again, another first-rounder. So basically 4 years in a row, Garrett has picked up an offensive lineman, and each one of those guys that he grabbed is actually a starter for this team as we speak. So that right there should tell you a little bit about the commitment that, you know, the Cowboys have to having a good running system. And to me, this type of approach, you know, I really don't think that the Cowboys are going to lose as much as it appears having Murray go over to another team and not, you know, signing him. I just don't think that they will. Now, folks, don't get me wrong. I know that there are going to be some people out there that are going to tell me about Murray's high average. And, you know, he's had a high average throughout his career, you know, while the Cowboys were building this great offensive line. And, you know, I say that tongue-in-cheek. But here's the thing that you have to understand, that this offensive line is the key. Because when you look at averages and you start talking about, oh, well, he had a 4.8 yard per carry average. See, that kind of stuff can be a little deceptive. Let me explain to you why. So let's say you start the season, your team starts the season first place from scrimmage, you're at your own 1 yard line. You run a simple dive play, running back goes straight up the middle of the field, down the field he goes, gets the end zone, dives, does his fancy flip, but he tears his Achilles and now he's out for the season. But you know what his average is going to say? 99 yards per carry. Now, I know that that example may be a little over the top. I get that part of it. But I'm trying to illustrate the point here, that we can't get caught up in the averages, because that's not what actually win games in the National Football League. I mean, that stuff looks great on paper, but football is is a different kind of game from that sort of thing. And you know what? And here's the thing, folks. For those people that have actually chatted with me on Facebook, you know that I stand by this when I say, go get the NFL Game Rewind. Do it. It is the best tool that you will have as a fan. And here's why. Because you know what? Sometimes as fans, we watch football and we get so emotionally caught up into what's happening in the moment that we'll miss a lot of things and our biases will get in the way. But when you have the NFL Game Rewind, you can go back and you can watch the games from a more objective perspective, because now you know the results. Now it's just a matter of looking at the mechanics and seeing how things played out. I think that your perspective is a lot sharper, and I think that you know a little bit more about what you're saying when you're discussing football. I mean, that's just my opinion. Maybe some other folks may have some other method of doing it, but to me, I just think that that's one of the best ways, because you become more of a student of the game. Anyway, so like I said, I do preach that all the time. So here's the thing. NFL Game Rewind. You know, I'm able to go back and look at games from what Murray played earlier in his career as a Cowboy and what happened this past season. And there are some clear differences, folks. Trust me, clear differences. And like I said, see, football is a situational game. I don't want to hear about Murray's high average, because guess what? Because the Cowboys were awful. They were awful in situations when it was the difference between sustaining a drive to close a game or punting the ball to the other team and giving that team the opportunity to move downfield against our suspect defense and ultimately win the game. I don't know how many times I had seen the Cowboys in third manageable situations, and they didn't have a run option because they simply couldn't do it. 2011, 2012, and some of 2013. Third down and two, the Cowboys were in the shotgun. And see, this is the part of the game that I think people that are not Cowboy fans don't see. But if you're a Cowboy fan, you know exactly what I am talking about, because you've seen it. You guys remember, you remember times, you remember those years where, you know, just in recent years here, where we couldn't run the ball to the right at all. We had no way of running the ball. It just wasn't going to happen. So, you know, but this past year, I can remember us closing out a game versus the Seahawks, running the ball to the right behind Zach Martin. 15 yards out, Murray takes it right to the house, runs the guy over, he's in the end zone, touchdown Cowboys. But he was able to get to the second level because of the hole that was created by one of these first-round draft picks that the Cowboys have on this offensive line. Now, please do not misunderstand me. I am not trying to minimize what Murray has done for this Cowboys team in no way, shape, fashion, or form. But what I am saying is when you have a group of first-round offensive linemen who can get up the field, splatter defenders, when you have vets like Jason Witten heavily involved in the run-blocking schemes along with your receivers, it will allow a player like Murray to showcase what he can do. That's the end of the story. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, Murray is a good back. But it's this system. This system is very sure of itself. You can see how it operates. And like I said, you can see some clear differences in what the Cowboys were able to do this year in their run-blocking schemes and what it was just a couple of years ago. There are clear differences. And even when asked about the commitment to the running game versus certain looks, let me tell you what Jason Garrett said. He said, we will run the ball against seven-man fronts, eight-man fronts, and nine-man fronts. We will run the ball any way that we want, and they did. But not before this past season. And see, it's no accident that after the final piece of the O-line was added in Zach Martin that the Cowboys' running game became deadly. This past season, they didn't have to trick it up. They didn't do any of that stuff. They just lined up, and they ran the ball regardless of what looks the defense showed. Now, this isn't neat to even say that he could carry the load, but I even saw some games where Joseph Randle was very explosive this past season. So, I mean, here we go. It's a good system, folks. It's just a good running system. And I know that watching offensive linemen move around on the, you know, that's not the sexy part of the game. See, people want the highlight reels. They want the stuff that's pretty. You know, they want to see when the running back, you know, hits the hole and does the stiff arm. That's what everybody wants to see. But who actually watches the offensive line when they're watching football? No one does. It's not a sexy position. So that's the reason why I say you go back, you get the NFL game rewind, so you can watch all those intricate workings of how this system works. And so I think that I would encourage people to do that. You know, here's the other thing I wanted to mention. I would like to see what Ryan Williams looks like running in this system. You know, I just think that, you know, he has something. But either way it goes, folks, here's the point. The Cowboys' running game will not suffer this season, okay? It's not going to happen. The concern, if there is any, is to make sure that whoever they get in this backfield is going to also be good at pass protection and blitz pickup. Those are really the keys, in my opinion. That's what I look at, you know. And as far as, you know, the Cowboys just lining up and running the football, they will have no issues there. And, no, I do not think that Adrian Peterson is necessary. I think that's overkill, especially for what this system is able to do, okay? What the Cowboys need is just to get a running back that fits the type of running game that they have. I mean, who cares if he was good with another team? I don't care anything about that. Come on. Just because a Ford truck tire doesn't fit on a Porsche doesn't mean it's a bad tire. It just means it doesn't fit on a Porsche. It's just not a good fit. So, anyway, I know I'm ranting a little bit here, but like I said, you know, I really love this game. I love this sport. And I love my Cowboys. But anyway, folks, that is my show, and I hope you enjoyed. I wanted to thank you for listening. So if you get a chance, stop back again. Next week what I'll do is I'll post the schedule to say, you know, which shows are going to be scheduled coming up. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can give me a call at 516-531-9580. And as I said before, I'll also post a link for you guys to listen in live if you like. And call in and we can talk some football. But until then, I am Jeff Wise of the Fan Spot saying, have a great Sunday. So long, folks.